You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, just before we start, Don, people will be able to see what you're wearing when we do the little promo. You're an amazing man, Don. I know you know, you appreciate me saying that. You've got a political slogan T-shirt on, pale blue with yellow writing. You've got an orange cap on. You've got an orange belt on. Some black track pants. There's something seriously wrong with you, Don, that you
there's
would get
no
up.
There's no prizes for second, my friend.
That you would get up and think that that would be a good thing to wear. Yeah. And you've got a neckerchief on.
Yep.
And don't eat while we're doing it, please.
Yeah, right.
Well, don't eat.
Yeah, right. Now, listen, I'm 5 minutes late. I'm 5 minutes late and Ivan's sitting in my chair.
Stop eating.
Ivan is in my chair.
He said to me, I could do that, warm it up, see how it feels. and
now,
then you promptly told me, get out.
So we're just educating people just to start with.
Oh.
The amount of people that you listen to on the radio and in general speech who say H.
Oh, God.
Now, I tell you, it is so grating because it's uneducated and it's ignorant. There is no such letter as H. It is H. And if you say H, you just show your ignorance. Not that you're not educated, that you are ignorant. It is not how you say the word or the letter,
so
rather.
So what has got you off on this foot?
That because you hear people doing advertisements
so
and
where did
chatting
you hear
out on the street and they say... Every second person says H, and it is so grating. It's almost as bad as people who say contributed instead of contributed. And H.
Anything else? Anything else? Geez, you're in a beauty this morning.
Anything else? Other things. So please don't be ignorant. I know you'll say that you're taught to say H. There is no such letter as the word H.
Who are you talking to? H.
Are we recording?
Are we?
Oh, I hope so.
Is that recording? What do you mean, are we recording?
Well, just
Ivan?
Double checking. Like
this
last
is
time
Ivan
I was
here.
Ivan was
Will.
A voice in the background.
Well, you're recording because you've moved off that microphone. Now, Don, so we've just going to tidy up a couple of things. The doctor from Sydney says don't do shout outs, but we're not doing a shout out. This is Kate Save. Now, we ran the competition, if you'll remember. Did you remember that, Don?
Yes. Right. It went for 2 weeks. It was an overwhelming response.
Well done.
And so it was extended for a week.
Good boy.
And, so what about the winners? Are you announcing them or is Kate going to do it?
No, we're not winning them. So
winning them?
We're not picking the winners. So this is what's happened.
Are we announcing?
We're not announcing the winners. Kate Save is going to announce them through her Be Fit Food website.
Right.
But overwhelmingly inundated with people who want free food.
Food or food to benefit themselves, help them in their situation.
Free food on Kate is going to, through her company, is going to extend. So this is what she's doing. She says she's picked 10 winners who will receive via their social media outlets win $500 worth of Be Fit food.
Really?
There has been plenty of people. I can't read them out. There's 4 women who are struggling to lose weight. There's 5 men that say they want their wives back and kids and they want to get in trim.
Sorry, their wives what?
Oh, well, all that.
Back in kids.
These are the stories that the people have
You'll
given.
Give me a couple, will you?
Pardon?
Give me a couple of stories.
Right.
Come on.
Five men who said they want their wife back, want their kids to be...
Hang on, wife back.
Where did they go?
Yes, exactly. That's the question I was going to ask. There's been a marital dispute.
My God. I'm reading out what Kate has sent us. I don't know what they...
Well, you're reading it and we're asking questions and so will the audience.
I'm reading out what Kate said. Don't ask me questions about why they want their wife back. I'm just... You said read some out, so I'll read them out. Here's a couple. Five men who said they want their wife back. Don't ask me why, where their wife's gone. Want their kids to be proud of their dad, a disability worker who needs nutrition to boost his physical and mental health, shift worker who gained 25K, and a guy with two prolapsed discs limiting his exercise. That's...
I should have had a go at this.
This sounds like us.
I could have got a wife out of this, I reckon, if I put in a...
The last hero is a... This is from Kate. This is from Kate. This is from Kate. I'm just reading it out, Don. The last hero is a man ordering food for his wife who is going through IVF, had two miscarriages and wants to lose weight to have a sibling for their daughter to play with. Good on you, Jeff. Nice guys always win. Lastly, there were many incredible stories that for those who didn't win, and any listener this week, we'd like to offer a 10% store-wide discount if they use the code at checkout. I don't know how this works, Don. If you ask me to explain this, I don't know. But if you go to a checkout and you say the word or put in the code Sirius10. Don't ask me. Sirius10. The discount offer expires on November the 8th this year, 22. So, Don, before you say what does that mean, I have no idea what that means. But if you contact...
Who, Kate?
Kate Save at Be Fit Food. We've given the email address.
Head office is just down the road. It's in Mornington. Beef Fit Food covers a lot of things, so if you eat this stuff it can help you in a lot of different areas.
This is what these people are saying, that we are onto weight loss. We don't know why people say it's all right to be overweight. It's not. If you're overweight, that's fine. Good on you. Wander around overweight. But your health will improve in a whole lot of different ways. Your mental acuity and your suppleness and your ability to get round if you lose weight.
Talking about losing weight, have you seen these ladies who get around in tights?
You've done this before, black, Don. Yes.
Black.
Yes,
tights.
Black tats,
leotards. Unbelievable, yes. Isn't it?
Good, yes. Or?
Unbelievable, yep. That's all I'm saying. You say good or bad, I'm saying unbelievable.
But Don, if you're overweight and you wear tights, you shouldn't be embarrassed to go out. If that's what you want to do. If you're not interested in what you look like and you don't mind people looking at you in tights and you're overweight, that's fine. And I'm just finishing.
But it's become acceptable. We've become very decadent, haven't we, as a society?
And this is finishing off on this competition, this extraordinarily popular competition. And this is Kate again saying this. And for those entrants, we will be contacting them too with some gift vouchers to make their journeys easier. We feel for each and every one of them how tough carrying around extra weight is and how much it hurts us both physically and emotionally too. We will help you as much as we can. Thank you. We will give all entrants something, as it's too hard not to, but $500 each to 10 winners.
You've never read a script before, have you?
She is contacting the 10 winners and getting in touch with everyone who reached out to her through us and through her social media site. So we will keep updating on a weekly basis about Be Fit Food, but that's Kate trying to do something positive for the general community as far as food and nutrition and weight goes. Don and Ivan.
Now, do we get to track these people?
No. Jeez, Ivan, a little bit of privacy, please.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, that's what I thought was the fun
nothing
bit.
To do with privacy. It is. We're not tracking them.
They've been very open, these people, talking about their lives.
I could go around to their place and say, hey, I could go around to their place with the...
No, Ivan.
Yeah, right.
Ivan, you would rock up unannounced like you went to Ben Fordham. Bang, bang, bang. Jeez, here's Ivan.
So that's the first thing, right? So that's Kate Save. So then, Don, during the week, we went to a seminar on marijuana oil because we speak about it here, Ivan and Don, we don't want to influence people to go and get marijuana oil just on our say-so, but we use it and we find it beneficial to our health. So we were invited along to a seminar. And there were a whole lot of pharmacists and people who work in the industry, and we met Dr. James Stewart again, didn't we, Don?
And I learned a little bit too. I learned a lot, actually.
And we met his wife, Amy, wasn't it?
I think he's batting above his what? I think he's...
His weight.
I think James in cricket terms...
Well, don't worry.
What, middle order, last drop? He's not an opening batsman, I don't think.
Don't worry about his wife.
Well, no, I didn't say anything you said about his wife.
I said we met him and his wife.
And I said he's a middle order batsman to tail ender.
And the
not an opening batsman.
The reason I bring this up is that you were asked and I were asked just to stand up and in front of these people say... what benefit we got out of the marijuana oil. We only spoke about us personally. We're not advising anyone else, but there's plenty of people who have heard us speak about it and have contacted Jim Stewart. His wife's never there because she doesn't work in the surgery or the practice, but she was there. My word, she was there. And so Jim is...
Lisa Dick was there. Remember Lisa? The marathon runner.
What did you say then?
Lisa Dick.
Lisa Dick.
Yeah. The lady who... She came second.
She was a marathon runner.
Second at the Kuala Lumpur.
And you had...
Marathon.
You had one of your famous photos taken with Lisa Dick.
Did I?
Yeah, where you almost disrobed her. You grabbed her by the hands. You held her hands behind her back while... We were having a photo taken, and she was up for it, but you almost...
What? She was up for what?
She didn't mind you manhandling her, but you almost put her in a full Nelson and an inside step-over cockhold you nearly had her.
If I had some of that beef-fit food, I wouldn't be doing that type of thing.
I had to say, Don, settle down, mate. This is only a photo. This is not foreplay. Anyhow, Lisa Dick. What was her name, Lisa?
I think so. Lisa. Okay. She won the Commonwealth silver medal.
I know.
Running in Kuala Lumpur in that heat.
Yes, Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala
Lumpur. So Don. So that, and then.
Hey, but listen. The other thing I discovered at that.
No, Don.
Now, hang on. Listen, I'm being very, very serious. We talk about that marijuana oil, the one we take, but you can get the other one, the heavy shit, and that helps you sleep.
Sleep for about 24 hours.
Do you
hours?
Remember I told you I took it by mistake?
Yeah, that's
golf.
Right. But you weren't trying to sleep. But you could put a dot of this, what I learned, is a little bit of this on your tongue.
The THC.
Before you go to sleep.
Yeah, the THC.
And the people were talking about the benefits of it.
Yes.
As far as sleeping is concerned.
We've gone through this.
No, we haven't.
Oh, my word.
We have. Oh, jeez.
So can the doctors prescribe... The other stuff
yes.
with the
what?
Right.
Yeah, or okay. Jimmy can. Yeah. And the other thing, that Lisa is a, now she's a paramedic, she's able to treat you as well.
What, Don?
There were two nurses, they call themselves.
Nurses?
No, yes, but they've got an extra.
Paramedics?
They've got an extra qualification where they can prescribe and they work for Jimmy.
Oh, I see. Well,
so it's not only doctors.
Registered nurse.
Yeah, they're
something
well
like
done.
That.
Keep going, Ivan. Yeah. Keep going. Yes, we'll get there. But they are registered and they're able to prescribe. And they also work for Jimmy. So I found out.
So Jim.
If you can't get in to see Jimmy, go and see Lisa.
Lisa Dick?
Yes.
She's not a doctor.
She is a practicing or registered. Thanks. Okay. Ivan's going to his
so
phone.
So would you look up, what would you look up on the internet?
Lisa Dick.
nurse practitioners? Is that
yeah? Well, maybe? I think you might be. Yeah, you're getting there.
So James Stewart
yes.
appreciated us just reaching out to some of the people who listen here who went along, and as a gift, he gave us a gift.
Really?
Remember, he bought the gift in.
Oh, that's disgusting, that gift.
He bought the gift in.
That is disgusting.
And I'm going to get Ivan to read it out.
No,
this is a proper product on the market.
It's shocking. How does that get on the market?
Oh, Don. He sourced this from overseas. They're quite popular, apparently. And it's a fragrant candle. And Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you know Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, the actress.
The actress. She markets it.
Oh, really?
And the candle, I know you think I'm making this up, but I'll hold it. We'll show the thing when we do the
can
promo.
Can we lie? Can we try the interview?
The candle, when you get it, and you might want to know what fragrance it is, you know, is it frangipani or it
looks like
vanilla? Or
it's roses, isn't it?
Well, you'd think it's roses.
Well, it's a rose
but
box.
But it says, this is the front cover of the box. It says, this smells like my vagina.
This what? Excuse me.
Is that what that
excuse
says?
Excuse me.
Yes, it does, actually.
This
what?
Candle smells like my vagina. This is what
Can I smell it?
Gwyneth's vagina?
No, the candle.
You can. So
now, can I just backtrack? Nurse practitioner. Yeah, a nurse practitioner is authorised to obtain, possess and supply or prescribe substances. So there we go.
Thank you, Ivan. So Doc was chortled.
So hang on. So Lisa Dixon, nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner lead. So yes.
What do you want this for?
I want it because you're going to manhandle it.
I'd like it lit.
Like it lit.
Well, the fragrance.
On, just a minute. So Doc thought it was extremely humorous that he got this from overseas. Oh, it took a long time to come.
Sick.
And Gwyneth has marketed this candle. Says this candle smells like my vagina.
It does.
I want to know if I'm not sure if. We could have that confirmed. Who could verify that smells like Gwyneth's
well,
vagina?
You would have in your heyday.
What?
You would have in your heyday.
Smelt.
You would have been able to confirm it in your heyday.
I don't even know Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, but in your heyday, that wouldn't have stopped you.
Well, in order to know if that candle smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina, you'd have to meet her, wouldn't you?
That wouldn't stop you. You were very upfront in the days gone
Don,
by.
Don, you're missing the point.
No,
I've never met her and I probably
that
never
that
would meet
have stopped
her.
You would have gone
well, how
and
would
met
I
her.
I know if it smelt like her minge if I'd never met her, Don.
Is she still married or is she decoupled?
That wouldn't have stopped him.
That's not the point of all this, Don. It's just, I'd say that candle hasn't smelt like any vagina I've ever.
Well, really?
Not that I've smelt any, but sometimes you're in the company of people and Ivan, we could light it and see what it does
yeah,
smell
I,
like.
I would.
All
I'd
right.
Like to
well,
know.
Well,
right.
Somewhat, do we don't want these
can
sprinklers
I take the,
come
yeah,
on?
We'll
we
take the batteries out of the smoke
on.
Detectors.
So the doc gave us that, and Amy, and the doc gave us that as a
who's
token.
Amy?
Is his missus.
Well, you didn't tell me.
You don't know. Let's go to the videotape.
Were
talking about this.
I understand he's talking about Mrs. Stewart, but you didn't refer to her as Amy?
God, it's unreal, Don. I said... God, strike me, man. I said Doc Stewart was there with his wife, Amy, and you said he's batting above his average. And we spoke about her, and I asked, is that her name, Amy? And you said I didn't mention her name. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Stop eating.
Did I say he's batting above his average?
You did. You couldn't remember saying that.
No.
Or maybe you're on the THC today.
Don.
I've left my phone at home. Do you feel...
Now that's
have you ever? Excuse me.
We've been going 20 minutes and we haven't got on to. You said, is anything else ticking me off? People listen to this because they resonate with what ticks you, me, Ivan, Phoebe. Whenever she turns up, I think
Where
she's given
she?
Us the flick.
I think the pressure's
and
been
Max,
applied.
Max
is ill. I'm not sure.
Have you ever left your phone at home? I did this morning. Yes. I feel naked, or I've got a degree of anxiety. Yep. I can't make my calls. It's amazing how dependent you become. And I started to think that we've gone through, that we used to have a handheld phone at home when we were young. You'd make your calls when you got home from school, maybe, and it might be one call if you're lucky. Nowadays, we're so dependent on phones for everything. And I feel bare.
Okay, bare.
Just like leaving your wallet at home. It's,
Yeah. Leaving your wallet and your phone at home, yep. If you've left your brain at home, Don, today, if you couldn't remember that we spoke about Amy, James Stewart's wife, if you couldn't remember that...
She's made an impression upon you.
No, she hasn't. You've made an impression on me that you couldn't remember speaking about it. Now, finally, as 20 minutes ticks over, we haven't spoken about anything. Finally, michaelchristianmenswear.com. Don't say up your ass, because people now have been typing in up your ass. That was just a humorous aside of mine. It's michaelchristianmenswear.com. The hats, the You Cannot Be Serious caps, the golf caps, are going gangbusters. He's into his third run. His third.
I've got to take my hat off to him. I was a little critical.
No pun intended.
I was a little critical of his pushing of the giggle hat. Remember the giggle hat? He calls it a bucket hat, but I call it a giggle hat. I saw a young lad down at Portsea, and he had, and I went up and questioned, he said, yeah, these are the go. So these bucket hats or giggle hats.
You Cannot Be Serious bucket hat?
No, he had just a bucket hat on his head.
Well, I thought you were saying he had one of ours.
He had a bucket hat, I'm sorry. So it is a new fashion. Well, it's a fashion now, these old giggle hats.
Right, bucket hat. So
as well as the peak version, I'd be going for the bucket hat or the giggle.
$34.95, I think they are. They're extraordinarily good value.
No, they're not.
And
it's a rip-off.
It
is a rip-off.
There's a couple of shout-outs that michaelchristianmenswear.com wanted me to. Also a few howdy-doodies. He says howdy-doodies. These are shout-outs. Nick from Scarborough in Western Australia.
I know Nick.
What?
From Scarborough.
You know Nick.
No, I don't.
You
continue.
Fuckwit. From Western Australia, the painting professionals, Stan Fox and Doreen Stewart.
Gosh. Where are they from?
No, hang on. This is how you've texted this, and it's all everywhere. Nick from Western Australia, Scarborough. Painting professionals, Stan Fox, Doreen Stewart, Wilkinson... Stuart Wilkinson, Anthony Bigger from Queensland, and Chris Turnley from Laylaw.
Bigger.
Bigger.
There was a young lady that used to be on television called Bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
Anne Marie. Anne Marie and
yes.
The what that
I puppet. I did some stuff with her.
Ozzy Ostrich.
No, yep. Bloody, that other little, that bloke that was coarse. What was his name?
Agro.
Anne-Marie Bigger and Agro. Yeah,
that's some of the best YouTube videos going around.
Yeah, they had a great rapport, didn't they? A great working rapport. I saw it, two others. Can I give a shout out? Well, I'll just bump in here. I watched a show on Channel 78. This was a racing show. To see two guys working on television who've got a marvellous rapport, and I'll compliment them, Ross Stevenson and Hamish McLaughlin. The show is called That's Racing, and it is the most entertaining 1 hour. If you're not into racing, these guys just have got a magical rapport and put a terrific show together. Very, very entertaining. And I would say if this continues, it could rival Hey Hey It's Saturday, because this is how Hey Hey It's Saturday started. A bit of a cult following. Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, I used to tune in, and before football, I'd lay in bed at 8 o'clock and watch Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Well, very talented people, those two, of course. Don, do you think they have what?
Who
The two you mentioned,
Ross Stevenson and Hamish.
Oh, yeah, well, their passion is racing. Their passion is racing. They are exceptionally passionate about racing. But the rapport and the way the two of them work together, it's really... warm, fuzzy type TV. You just feel included.
Do you think it's strange, Don, that when you said two very talented people, no, two very entertaining people called Hamish McLaughlin and Ross Stevenson have got this show, and then I said, they're very talented people, those two, and you said, who? How could you possibly say who after you just mentioned that? This is the problem with having a conversation with your man. You said they're two very good people. I think they could start a new cult following, Hamish McLaughlin and Ross Stevenson. I said, yes, they're very talented people, Don, and you said who?
Well, you got to tune in, Channel 78.
Oh,
it's
man.
Called That's Racing.
Do you think
That's Racing.
Do you think they've got a better rapport than you and I, Don?
Oh, shit, you play us on a break.
Do you think?
Play us on a break. They are very, very funny.
You don't
entertaining.
Think?
We are boring. You all you do is sit there and take the shit out of me.
Piss. You don't
piss.
Think.
Oh, piss, is
you
it?
Don't think. Oh, you don't thing. Think. Yeah, take the piss out of you. Do not that take
the
shit
end.
Out
I
of you.
I got the wrong end.
It wouldn't take a stool out of you for any reason at all. Don, you don't think we could be on television, you and I? We could be on a rival network to Hamish.
There'd be
and
no sponsors.
Ross.
What channel?
We're on channel 952.
Community radio. What is it? Community television.
We'd be on Bedroom Berserker channel. No, Triple X. So Don.
Now listen, I listened to a song this morning coming up on. You know, it took me an hour and three quarters.
You're going to get onto some topics in a minute.
Don't worry about the topics. An hour and three quarter to get up today, in the traffic, the rain.
Normally takes an hour, but a song came on.
And it's called The Loved One. Do you remember The Loved One by The Loved Ones?
Yep.
You know, in the 60s. It is still relevant today. Good music.
How's it go?
I knew you'd ask that. I'm not going to sing it.
Well,
Jerry Humphries was the lead singer.
Yep.
And they originated from a band, and I went to the jazz dance. It was called The Onion Patch in Oakley, behind the, I think it was the RSL or Mechanics Hall behind the football ground at Oakley. They were called the Red Onions Jazz Band, and that is where The Loved Ones originated.
So
and that is a timeless song. It would stand up today if it was released. It's
so
called The Loved One by The Loved Ones.
So pray tell, Don, why have you mentioned this? Because you just
because I just happened to be, you know, sitting in this traffic for an hour and a half getting really pissed off.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And this song came on and just brightened me up. I thought, what a remarkable... It's 60 years old, that song. No, it wouldn't be 60. It'd be at least 50 years old. 50 years old.
So, just now we'll just get
what
on.
Channel? What radio station?
Don't worry about the station. Oh, 1278 it was.
Very good.
Okay, 1278.
That's Bay, that's... That's
3AW's
no,
old
that's
number,
MP.
Isn't it?
That's Mornington Peninsula Radio.
Is it really?
Well, I think so, Don. Now.
And also, could I just mention and give a shout out? We're into shout outs. I didn't realise until this morning that you could drive a semi trailer like a sedan or make a semi trailer perform like a sedan motor car.
Well, you mean doing burnouts?
Well,
wheelies.
This particular. Should I give a shout out? I'll give you his registration number. Double V. It's
oh,
double
hang on,
v,
hang on, hang on.
I think it was triple double six LF. It was quite remarkable the way he changed lanes, went around cars, and then he's got his right blinker on from the middle lane. So you think he's going to go right. So I go left, and he goes left. He left me in his. And it was skatey, the rain, and I thought, far, I've never seen a semi-trailer driven like a sedan before. But there he is. It was a black semi-trailer, double six LF.
And you couldn't take a photo of it?
I couldn't, no. I had both hands on the wheel, but he left me in his wake, or spray.
You're not thinking that truck drivers in general are ignorant pigs, are you, Don? In general.
No, I just said this man.
A lot of exceptions.
I just said, no, it's not a case of ignorance. It's a case of skill in this case to make a semi-trailer perform like a sedan.
Right.
That's skill.
Well, you've softened it down. I'm telling you what
that is. No. I thought it was a real act of skill. I'd love to. I drive a semi-trailer. I can't make it perform like a sedan.
So you might remember last week when we spoke to the doc, we spoke about Gina Reinhart, and we said, and I was on Chris Kenny's show on... Sky News, and he asked me for a comment, and I said, if I was Gina Reinhart, I would tell the Netball Australia to stick it. The 15 million.
Did you think she listened to you?
That's my point. I reckon she might have been listening to us, because
do you think she listens to you? She can't be serious.
She has given. So
I'd say a lot of her employees do.
She has given. So it was reported.
You're an employee of hers.
No.
She has given. So it was reported $300 million to the Aboriginal community and society over the years, and people said. I'm saying by the very fact that she's willing to sponsor netball, it's a tacit apology for what her old man said 40 years ago, and they're asking her that she should disavow or disown what her father said. Well, why would she have to do that? It is quite obvious, if she's given all this money to the Aboriginal society and community, that she doesn't condone what her father said. But all they've done is shot themselves in the foot. And so is the boy, the cricketer. And I did say on Chris Kenny that these are low IQ people. Low IQ people in this instance complaining about something that is so benign and passive, not what Lang Hancock said 40 years ago, but the very fact that Gina Rinehart has given this amount of money to the community, the Aboriginal community. Would that not indicate that she doesn't agree with what her old man said? And that's 40 years ago. And the person who complained at the netball would never have heard of Lang Hancock, but would have been got to by activists and said, oh, do you know Lang Hancock? And the person would have said, who's Lang Hancock? Honestly, so good on Gina Rinehart. Gina Rinehart probably wouldn't agree with us on anything we do, but good on her.
But isn't Fremantle going through the same thing? Aren't they sponsored by a mining company? Yep.
No, energy company Woodside.
Yep, that's correct.
Is it?
Yes.
Isn't Woodside a mining company?
No, they're energy. So
well, one and the same thing, Don.
Yeah,
almost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It'd be interesting. I heard of the activist who was behind this, and it'll be very interesting to see what comes out of this.
Yep, and so it just goes on and on and on, this nonsense, this absolute nonsense. And so if...
Yeah, but it's for the benefit, and I'm not... I hate this, but I'm going to say it. You know, back in our day when we wore sponsorship...
What's for the benefit?
Well...
What?
Okay, well, we were sponsored at Hawthorn, one of the first clubs to have company endorsement, and that was by Windvale. Now, Windvale was a wine company.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a non-drinker, yet I'm promoting their thing because the thing is, it is good for the club.
Because you're a non-drinker, you would have kicked up at wearing a Windvale.
Well, I'm just saying,
jumper.
But I wore that thing because of the benefit of the club to the club. You do things sometimes you don't agree with.
It's not illegal.
You don't agree with wearing a sponsored product
on
your jumper.
I'm just saying you could take it to that point, but the bigger issue is it is for the benefit of the organisation that you're playing for or with or whatever, employed by. So sometimes you just got to bury what you're doing because it is not for you, it's for others that it does benefit.
But doesn't this ring true for our community or our situation at the moment? You've got one person who actually hasn't even played a game of netball yet, so she hasn't done that yet, but she's arced up and said, I'm not comfortable wearing this shirt. So now effectively Netball Australia is broke. West Coast Fever over in WA, they're not getting any more sponsorship, so they're going to be broke.
Hang on, does she play for West I don't think she plays for West Coast
Diamonds.
Fever.
So Don, I'm not saying if you disagree vehemently with a sponsor and you don't want to wear their jersey or their Guernsey, I agree with that, Don. Mm. But it's you've got to judge it on its merits. To say you didn't, but to say that you wouldn't wear a liquor company Windvale on your jumper is one thing. To say that something Lang Hancock said 40 years ago and Gina Rinehart, by her very involvement with the community, has tacitly apologised and is not at one with what her father said, who was was a Luddite and anachronistic man, and wasn't probably up with what he should have said 40 years ago, like all of us, probably. That's all right. I wouldn't wear things on my... If I was asked if I had to wear a political slogan on a T-shirt that I didn't agree with, I wouldn't wear it either. But it's just degrees of benign, how benign and how passive the sponsorship is. And if we're saying that Woodside and Alinta Gas and or Alinta Energy, which is what the cricketer was going on about...
Pat Cummins is his name.
Well, I couldn't think of his name. Thank you, Don. Alinta Energy and Hancock Mining, if we're saying that these things are to do with climate change and disrupting fossil fuels and promoting fossil fuels... well, if you talk about climate change, I noticed the Murray River has peaked.
96
metres. It peaked.
96?
That's all. Oh, 90. I've got
I thought it was 95.
Oh, well, what's a metre when it's 96?
Well, it's a bloody lot because it could go over the levee bank and wash out the whole of Echuca. A metre is 3 foot or nearly 40 inches.
So it's peaked at... all right, it says that my information was it peaked at 96. If it's peaked at 95, Don, I'll take that on advisement. And they said it's the highest... So if they're saying...
This is climate change.
Yeah, and they said, you know...
No, it's climate change.
They said it's the highest recording since 1916, which means...
It's climate change.
Which means... if it was that high in 1916, how is it any different now? What's the climate got to do with it being the same height as it was in 1916? Do you understand that? I know, that was a rhetorical question. I know you do understand that.
Do you know what happened? I go back to a place...
How lame are those arguments?
I go back to the old... I'm fascinated with a place called Bourke. I've mentioned that previously and a lot of times. But the paddle steamers that used to go up the Darling... When it flooded, they would actually go out to the stations to pick up the wool. So they'd leave the Darling River, float or paddle or whatever else across the countryside. They had to be very, very careful to get back in time that the waters didn't recede. And on some occasions they did receive, which meant they were left there for 12 months until it flooded again. And what they did in that 12 months was turn that paddle steamer into a wood mill. And they would cut wood for 12 months. They would then wait for those floods to come, then they'd get back to the Darling River and sail away.
Wow. That's multitasking.
Yeah. And
so what I'm trying to say is, this is back in the, 1800s? 1900, turn of the century. It hasn't come up like that since.
No, well, that's what I vaguely mentioned when I said this is the highest level since 1916, Don.
Mm.
Which means
the other thing out of the other thing out of this, John, and could I just say there could be a warning? I reckon we could have bushfires in the new year because the way the undergrowth is growing right at this moment, we're having 20-degree heat or 17. The rain falling, the undergrowth is unbelievable. The grass is taking off, and we will have bushfires. I predict. If we're not very careful in the new year.
And then after the bushfires, we'll probably have COVID.
What a very extravagant prediction that is, Don. I can assure you we'll be having bushfires.
Why can you? Are you going to actually go out and light one?
Well, there's no...
with the...
There's never been a...
It smells like my vagina candle.
Thank you, Ivan. There's never been a summer that there hasn't been extensive bushfires.
We didn't have bushfires last year.
What?
Last year?
We had bushfires.
Where? Yes, thank you very much. And talking about climatic changes and what... Because we had it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, you're right, Don. Yep.
And the other thing that's come out, while we're talking about climate...
Seasonal basis.
Listen, while we're talking about climate, last week we talked about BOM, Bureau of Meteorology. I wish they'd get their bloody act together. I heard on a television station, they're complaining about the Bureau in Sydney, not predicting...
Bureau. Not the Bureau.
Not predicting or giving them information about floodwaters up north.
No.
Well, in Victoria, I look at an app because I work outside as to what you can do. They cannot predict the weather in Victoria. It hasn't rained for 2 days, yet they predict rain for 2 days. So if anybody is dependent on the weather as far as their working concerned,
Don't listen to the bomb.
Exactly right. They are an inefficient organisation, They sit on their ass and I reckon do nothing.
Who wasted $70,000 on a marketing their campaign bloody name. To change bomb to the Bureau.
And we've had records for years. Yes. Surely there is a pattern with regard to our weather.
Do you know the
And they should be referring to it. And also, they should be a little more efficient in updating their information that you go onto your phone and look at the app, and it is days old.
Now, what we'll do, Don, is we'll just close this off with your concurrence, Ivan, and
concurrence.
Yours. Concurrence. If you can...
Approval?
If you approve, yes. Because there's plenty of things, but I will just finish on this just for the time being. The logical extension of complaining about Alinta Energy and Woodside and Hancock Mining is to do with the climate and saving the planet. And so I noticed that in California, wait for this, Don, that they have commissioned 24 electric buses to run through the city. Electric buses, you know, not fossil fuel buses, electric buses.
Yeah, okay, so get to it.
And the security camera showed one of them just parked, ready for trade the next day, overnight. It spontaneously combusted and it exploded, this bus, just sitting in the yard. Right. And they've taken them all off the market. So would you say, Don, that this is just a furphy? Are the people pushing climate change are the people who make a quid out of trying to find alternative sources of energy and therefore talk down at climate change because it ain't happening. There is no evidence to show it's happening.
I won't tell you the bus company, but it's a well-known bus country in Melbourne. The owner of that particular bus company said if he had to put in electric buses, it would close the whole suburb down as far as electricity at night whilst he is charging these buses.
Say no more, Don.
The whole suburb would be their electricity input or output or requirements would be taken up by him charging his buses.
Quite correct, Don. Well, now, there's plenty of topics which we didn't... We'll come back. We've spoken about Mick Christian Menswear. We've spoken about Kate Save. We've spoken about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina smelling like the candle that James Stewart gave us. We'll just take that on advisement. None of us can confirm that. We have...
we've talked about Hamish McLaughlin and Ross Stevenson.
That's right. Oh, yeah, they'll be very talented people. Who? Those two people you just mentioned, Don. And so we're coming back with some very interesting things because I haven't even started yet on things that piss me off.
Oh, what pisses me off? Is this the new one?
It could be, Don. But
what pisses me off segment?
All right, now here we go, Don.
Hit the button, boss.